Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, June the 1st, 2011. Wow, this year's flying by. And the heat is slowly moving into Arizona here. We've had a couple of triple-digit days already, but it won't be long, and that will be the norm for many weeks. Well, I've been teaching some things at our Glendale Fellowship on the topic of prayer. And something I think is really important is to realize just who we are, because understanding who we are and believing it will have a great impact on your prayer life. Now, when I say understanding who we are, I'm talking about from the point of view of the Bible, who God says we are. You see, because of what Jesus Christ accomplished, anyone can now accept Him as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead. And in doing that, the Bible says that you are saved. And being saved is further elaborated in the book of 1 Peter, where it talks about being born again of incorruptible seed. Have you ever read that? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Now, the word again in that verse is a Greek word anothen, and it means from above, being born from above. And when we're born the first time, we're born of corruptible seed. You know, this body that we have right now is not going to last forever. But when we are born from above, it is incorruptible seed. Jesus Christ, remember when He told Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, well, what do you mean? How are you going to be born the second time? You see, there are two births. One is the first birth, when we got born, when we were a little baby, born of water. You know, the water breaks and then the baby is born. That's the first birth. The second birth is being born from above, being born of God's Spirit. So we who are born again, born from above, and again, it's a birth. It's a real birth. We have the seed nature now of our Father. That means we are literally children of God Almighty. Isn't that huge to think about? To be a child of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So, can we address Him as Father? You know, according to the Bible, born-again ones are His dear children. It says that we're lovely and acceptable in His sight, holy and without blame. He made us that way. We are righteous. We are right in His sight. Therefore, we have every right to enter into the throne of grace, holding nothing back and addressing Him as our Father. You know, it was Jesus Christ who introduced the concept of addressing the Creator as Father. If you've read the Gospels, you know that Jesus Christ spoke about the Father. He told them He was doing the Father's will. He told them that the Father loved them. And you know, in teaching them to pray, He said, address Him as Father. You know, He not only said, my Father, but He also told them, He's your Father. But you know something? In His prayer in the garden, He took it to a whole nother level. And you can read about this in Matthew. When Jesus Christ was in the garden, and you read in the King James, it says that He went, Abba, Father. Well, the word Abba is not an English word, obviously, and it's not translated from the Greek either. It's actually an Aramaic word. And they left it in the text and didn't translate it. Although in the three places in the Bible where Abba comes up, it's followed by the Greek word for Father. They put that in there. So, first of all, Jesus Christ didn't say, Abba, Father. He simply said, Abba. And you know this word Abba means Father, but it's a very affectionate and intimate term used of a son or a daughter to the Father. A very intimate, affectionate term that a child would use to his father. It's most significant that this term comes up only once in the Gospels, and that is Jesus Christ using this word during a very intense time in His life. In fact, He's asking His Father if there was another way to do this, if it be possible to do this a different way. Now, Jesus knew who He was. He knew He was God's only begotten Son. He knew who He was. Do you? You see, here in this prayer, he uses a very affectionate and intimate term for Father. He says, Abba. And you know something? You can read in the book of Romans where it says that we, the born-again ones, we now cry, Abba. We have every right to use that very affectionate and intimate term of Abba. Why? Well, because of who we are. Because we're born-again ones, born from above. Because God is literally our Father, and we can address the Creator as Abba. You know, the only other place that this word Abba is used is in the book of Galatians, in chapter 4, where it says, because you are sons, or because you're children, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba. You see, we can cry out Abba to God Almighty, and we have every right to use that word. Now, that doesn't mean that we literally say the word Abba, does it? I mean, we don't speak Aramaic. But understand the meaning and the sense of how, as God's dear children, we can approach Him on such an affectionate and intimate term. And then, just like Jesus did, we can pour out our hearts to Him. Isn't that a little more personal than reading a pre-written prayer that someone else wrote? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back to see if I've posted something new, because every time something new is posted, you'll get personally notified. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. It's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.